This is a silly little story about forgiveness. So I'm 7 years old, and I'm on vacation at the beach with my family. And when I'm seven, my dad is 32, which is like basically a baby himself. But when my dad is 32, he has a mortgage, he's the sole financial provider for the family, and he has four children already. So when we would go on vacation to the beach, it was like a whole different dad. Like golden retriever energy, live, laugh, loving, running in the water, playing with the sandcastle. It was like a totally different father. And I remember like one of the days that we're here at the beach for a week, my mom like gathers all my younger siblings who are less cool than me, and you know, like the umbrella and all the toys and stuff, and she goes back to the beach house to start making dinner, and I'm like, well, I'm definitely gonna like hang loose with dad, cool dad, and we'll like meet you back at the house later. So it starts getting late, and my dad has my hand, and we start walking back toward the house. And I can see out of the corner of my eye that my dad is like looking over his shoulder. And right as I'm like looking to see what he's looking at, he yokes me up under my armpits and just like one-armed runs with me, carrying me toward the water. And I'm like, in my seven-year-old brain, like, do I not understand the rules of boogie boarding? Like, am I now the boogie board? Because we're running toward this huge, huge wave. And I'm not just saying that because I'm little. Like, it was a huge wave. And I'm like, dad is the most handsome, most smart, most strong man. I'm sure he has a plan. He did not have a plan. Like, we immediately go down, like eat shit, like go, like all down the bottom of the ocean, like crashing in on us. We are separated. It is awful, and it is everyone for themselves at that point. So like the tide goes back in, out. It starts to recede, and making my way back to the shore, eyes crusted shut with salt water, coughing up like a family of sand crabs that I've like ingested at this point. And my dad comes like running over to me, and he's like, all apologies, like, I am so sorry, please forgive me. And then he says the weirdest thing that is I think the only reason why I really remember this, but he's like, don't be mad at the wave. Be mad at me. Like, obviously. Like, I'm seven. I'm not stupid. Like, he's like, it's my fault, not the wave's fault. Don't blame the wave. I was like, there is no chance I was ever going to blame the wave. But I always thought that was, like, really weird that he said that. And it's not until being an adult, I'm like, oh, he didn't want his bad choice to ruin the ocean for me, to ruin the beach for me, to ruin my sense of risk-taking or adventure. And in that, I learned so much about forgiveness. I learned that it's way more valuable for a parent to apologize, which is very rare to get sometimes, but way more important for a parent to apologize than to maintain this most smart, most handsome, most smart, you know, powerful adult. And I really appreciated that he was able to offer that in that moment. And I also learned that sometimes I'm going to have to apologize for the impact, the wave, you know, rather than like my intentions, which are, I guess, to have a good time. I'm still unclear on that. But at any rate, I learned so much more about forgiveness in that moment, and how that can also give us the strength that we need to keep facing waves head on, even though I am still very much afraid of drowning to this day.